When's your expiration date, babe?
Oh my God, it was yesterday.
Okay.
It was yesterday.
Let's go home. Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome to the pod.
My name is Jeremy.
I was like, what random duo are we doing today?
And this is my girlfriend.
I am girlfriend Lauren.
Yeah. So like that.
Girlfriend Lauren.
And welcome to a safe place.
Welcome to a safe place.
If you're joining us today for the first time, consider this a safe place. If you're joining us for the 78th time, also a safe place. If you're joining us for a number of times between those two, there are more episodes to watch. Fuck off. Just go watch the other ones, then come back to this one. Just kidding. Also a safe place.
Also a safe place.
I feel like you need a safe place today.
Yeah, I would not disagree.
Not for any particular reason, just for an amalgamation of reasons.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely had a hard internet day today.
You know, there should be a little counter at the end of the, and actually it's probably very similar to the mental health counter, but just like the difficulty of which a specific day. And by a specific day, I mean the people that decide to interact with your day, mm-hmm. make your day at the end of the day.
Wait, say that one more time?
There should be like a counter of like how difficult the day was to deal with.
Oh.
So you're not
based
just like,
on...
why am I so like, yeah. It's like, no, actually, it was a D minus on an internet day, which actually led to this feeling.
Right. The way that my Aura ring tells me like what my sleep score was and like what my readiness for the day score is. Like, I want to know what my internet harassment score was for today. And it's like, is this why I feel so heavy right now?
Harassment stuff. How about
not harassment.
The level of, you know, like on like there's different modes and campaign modes for your like video games?
Yes.
Like, was it an easy day? A medium day? A hard day? A impossible
Advanced
day.
Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced day.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, harassment's not the right word.
Harassment?
Harassment.
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 Yeah. How do you spell it? Harassment? Harassment.
You okay. are...
Your ass... Better be meant to be nicer to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and then I feel like everyone can relate to that. Like, how difficult did everybody else make your day today?
Very difficult. Very difficult.
But it was in general, you know?
No, 100%. I was actually having this conversation with someone who was having a conversation with me as an influencer for the very first time. And not about me specifically. They just literally never had a conversation with an influencer ever. At some point.
Got it. Do I feel like I know which one you're talking about?
Yeah. This like corporate exec guy had just never met an influencer before. And I think his kids are like kind of young. Right? For whatever reason, he'd never crossed paths with an influencer. And he was shocked, just like absolutely shocked to know that a lot of creators read the comments. Shocked, absolutely shocked. He's like, why the fuck would you do that? And I was like, well, like, there's a certain element that felt like you have to have your ear to the ground to like know what's like, and it sucks that you can't just automatically filter out the good and the bad and the constructive and just like the ignorant. Like, there's no way to filter all of that, but it
was- Like, there's no quality filter that is actually reliable.
That's actually reliable.
Right.
Right. And like the hard part is that like there's specific words that you can blacklist, but like you might not necessarily want to blacklist all of those words.
Right. And anyway, also some probably get taken away that you probably would have liked to have read.
Totally. Right. So it's like you have to kind of use that blacklist feature sparingly. But like what I really took away from that conversation is he was like, no one's meant to have that many people having an opinion about your day,
no.
like your life. And I was like, holy fuck. I was like, yeah, my, what? Like up until the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years of like being a creator has like been a thing. Like there is just no world where our brains are formed to have that many people having an opinion on anything.
Well, like in my world, if someone who I'm like, you know, colleagues with commented on a thing that I did professionally and I just like didn't agree with them and they legitimately were not my boss, I could choose to be like, nah, good.
Okay,
whereas like, you kind of have this weird thing where, you know, like if you were like submit a project or a paper and like peer review time, but it's, you know, you don't really need to listen to people. But in my world, they don't really get the chance to like give me that feedback. Whereas yours is like, here's 97,000 literal opinions on the work you just put out into the world.
That's exactly my job.
Yeah, but like, that's part of the job.
It is part of the job, 100%. And no one said it was going to be easy. And nobody said that it was going to be peaceful. And here it is. Here I am. Not peaceful.
Not easy, nor peaceful. Who do you think handles internet criticism the best of people that you know?
See, I mean, like, I think the issue is that the people that I think I would say, maybe outwardly handle it really, really well, but like behind the scenes, maybe they're fucking dying. You know what I mean? Like maybe they're super struggling. I have no idea. Like I think about Remy and I have given ourselves the self-proclaimed title of baby back bitches because we're just very sensitive. We're very, very sensitive.
Remy is a sensitive little dove that
we're,
should be protected.
We're sensitive bitches. Yeah, we're sensitive bitches. Yeah. And that's just how it is. And like, I don't want to say that I would have done anything differently career-wise, right? Had I known like the velocity and strength that like opinions being placed onto you would be at this point in my career. Like I would do exactly everything the same over and over again. But goddamn, it's hard out here for a sensi bitch. It's hard. And I think actually, you know what? I've gotten a lot of feedback too. Like when I, from other creators, I guess, and I mean, this is like the hard part is that like when I put something out publicly saying that like, I'm having a hard day today. Today is a hard internet day. I get so much incredible feedback from other creators and whether that be big or small, or even just someone who's like put out any kind of work, like it's helpful, I think, to humanize the experience of having a lot of opinions on your work.
Right.
And that it's not fucking easy. I think of people like Tana, right? Who always just seems like she's fucking being boss ass bitch, doing whatever she's doing, you know, hustling her hustle. And like, you know that her mentions are probably fucked up with like
controversy. You think people are being mean to Tana?
Catches a little bit of heat for, you know, some things.
Fair.
And just like the way that people like that are just able to navigate and make it seem like they are just having a great day every single day is crazy to me. Is crazy. And like, I don't know if I'm just missing something and I'm too sensitive or if that like they're, I don't know.
I get it.
I need to go to brain camp.
Well, you know what you need is to enter the safe place. Enter the safe place that is Safe Place with the Tillies.
Safe place.
That's where we are.
Tillies with the Tillards.
We can talk about whatever we want. We can say whatever we want. We can say however we want because it's a safe place.
Okay. Well, what do you have to tell the Tillies today in the safe space?
Oh, I could say the same thing in a not so safe place. I have no problem with that.
It's me.
Others' criticism bears very little on my soul.
Right. I feel like my Finsta is also a safe place.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I feel like I sometimes don't even realize just how safe of a place your Finsta is. And every time I get there, I'm like, wow, this is a completely different.
Oh, the vibes are completely different.
Smattering of opinions.
Yes. Yeah. And the best part is that if someone is not making my safe place safe, I boot their ass out.
It's no longer safe for them.
No longer safe for them because they're not in it. And you can go remove follower.
Well, and you know, some people be like, but that you're taking the opinion, but it's your safe place.
It's my fucking safe place. Yeah.
It's yours.
Go put that shit on the public account. You can have all.
You can be mean there where everyone can see
exactly.
It.
I get it. And it's a really nice safe place.
So would you say that your Finsta is kind of like your corporate sponsored HR? You can just go talk about anything?
Probably even better.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't actually talk about anything in corporate sponsored HR.
Yes.
I've never actually had, and maybe this is me, but there's never been a time when I'm like, oh, I can go be myself and be the honest version of myself with HR. They'll take care of my thoughts.
Right. Yeah. We're Finsta. I feel like I can do that on Finsta.
Good.
I feel good about that.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. Two safe spaces.
To be clear.
The Tillies safe space and the Finsta safe space. Safe space is a really, really hard thing to say.
The old safe space. The FSS.
The
Finsta safe space. No, I get it. The internet, but also was never really meant to be, I think, a safe space. It was supposed to be a place where you could share. And unfortunately, others shared back.
And others shared back in a way that I did not want them to be shared.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how it is. By the way, talk good, talk bad, just make it a view.
That's true.
Pays the bills.
You know, some platforms really don't though. Like that's some of the platforms that have the loudest and meanest people, i.e. Twitter, do not pay the bills.
It would be different. Yeah,
do not pay the bills.
I think it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. We're fine.
So last week we had company, Mom DIY.
Yep.
This week, a buddy of mine is unexpectedly, but I'm excited, is coming into town.
He's probably, no offense to like your other friends, but like he's probably the only friend that I like last minute am excited about coming.
When I tell you that when he told me this today that he would be coming to town tomorrow, like my immediate thought was, well, you're staying with us, right? Versus like, well, let me know when you get here and you know, when you have free time and if it overlaps, I might see you. It's like, no, well,
they're very,
you're just staying.
You know what though? I think there's something too about like, it being your guest and not mine, that makes it a little easier because I'm not like, okay, what am I going to do to entertain this person? Like, what are we going to eat for dinner? What are we going to do at nighttime? Like, is the guest bedroom made up? Which also, but by the way, Mom DIY left the guest bedroom in the most, it's optimal
shape.
Much nicer now than it was even after I cleaned the entire bathroom. We did the laundry of the sheets, the comforter, the duvet, all of it, fluffed the pillows, put a little plushie there in the middle there for them. The guest bedroom looks even better.
Yes.
Craig is so lucky. He should be honored.
He should. We'll see if he leaves, if we had like a review at the end of it. Like,
right. Five stars.
Yeah.
It has to be five stars.
It's going
to
be this month will have flown by. I'll be 33 by the time we know it because the amount of things that are backing right into the last one
are
insanity.
I made a TikTok today.
No, this is different though. Usually I saw this thing on TikTok. Today you made a TikTok.
Today I made a TikTok. Uh-huh. And actually made two TikToks today.
Oh.
I know. But I made this TikTok like rating some of my old outfits that I wore in high school.
Okay.
And fucking hysterical. Like so embarrassing. Great content.
The things change, you know?
Yeah, things change. Abercrombie though is in fact back and better than ever. That is the fucking brand comeback of the century.
Well, you know what's funny? Abercrombie's been around since like 1892 or something.
Oh my God.
And I only remember that because it was printed on everything.
Right. Literally, it was printed on everything. Right. And so like Abercrombie and Hollister were obviously the shit when we were in high school.
The shit.
And then I feel like they were like really, really not cool like a few years
ago.
Not
cool.
Like really not cool. Because they were those in college. Yes.
And you will not be invited anywhere.
No, not cool.
I felt that judgment.
And then now, and I think it started with their denim. And I deadass have four pairs of Abercrombie jeans. I hate jeans. Four pairs of Abercrombie jeans sitting in the downstairs for me to try on tomorrow because TikTok.
Are those the ones that are wrapped in plastic?
Yeah.
You ordered them from Abercrombie?
Ordered them from Abercrombie.
I love it.
And TikTok has truly revived Abercrombie more than they could ever hope for.
Good for them. By the way, didn't they start out as like a hunting and fishing store?
Yes.
In the 1800s?
Yes.
And we're not in the 1800s anymore.
No. And then they were like a half naked male model with really stanky ass cologne store.
Yep. Fierce.
Fierce.
I believe is the word you're looking for. And if you're too young to remember that, you missed nothing.
Pungent. Absolutely pungent. So anyways, I was making this TikTok and I was like rating and reviewing my outfits from high school. And when I went to go caption it, it was like, oh, like here are my outfits from high school in the 2000s, in the fucking late 2000s. And I was like, God damn. I was like, that was 15 years ago. 15.
I know.
15.
Yet you're still here, relevant as always.
Yes.
Lauren, today were people mean to you?
Yeah.
So they took time out of their day to be mean to you?
That's true.
At any point in time, someone's taking time out of their day to give you your energy. To give you their energy, that's relevancy.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. But yeah, it was wild. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I wore this in 2000. And so if I graduated high school in 2011, I would have been wearing this from 2008 to 2011. Love that for me.
Yeah.
One of the outfits was really great. It was a pair of Hollister denim shorts, obviously teeny tiny, like low rise waist and like little mini shorts.
Right.
Paired with an Abercrombie tank top that obviously had Abercrombie scrolled across.
As it does.
And then paired with an Abercrombie zip up hoodie that also had Abercrombie scrolled across the chest, but it was zipped open. So it was like Abercrombie revealing Abercrombie.
Got it.
I also had a skinny plastic headband, bug eye sunglasses, and an LG chocolate phone in my hand.
So what you're saying is you were fucking popular and people wanted to hang out with you.
I don't know about that, but my outfit, what? It was just like the quintessential, like I could have been a meme. It basically was a meme.
Fucking sick.
Fucking sick, bro.
Dude. Pretty cool. Pretty neat, if you ask me. Yeah, I think our pasts are meant to be made fun of. I'm gonna take it too seriously.
100%, are you kidding me? I wouldn't put that on TikTok and Instagram Reels if I wasn't trying to make fun of myself.
No, I'm just thinking to myself, now the people that like look like they have their lives together at 17 and look like they're 25 and not ever like puberty, went right through it. Like transition phase, never had it. Right where I need to be. Like was that going to be for like-
Where's your hardship?
Yeah, I just want to know what kind of character did that build?
Where's your cringe phase?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, you know how to make your eyebrows look good at 16? Get fucked. Get absolutely fucked.
I don't think
You know how to do a cut crease eyeshadow at 14? Get absolutely fucked. Where's your character?
I mean, is it just me or do people look more-
Are you kidding? High school kids look like they're fucking walking out of Euphoria High School.
I know.
It's insane.
Guys too.
Insane.
Like are guys picking up on skincare routines?
You know what though? I think it actually might be harder for guys because like girls can make.
Pause. Walk us through that.
This is a very, I want to make this very clear. I don't want anyone to take that sentence out of context. In this one particular scenario, okay. I think in high school for girls, there's so much that you can do with makeup and clothing and hair and hairstyles and hair coloring. Uh-huh. Like girls, I think, especially like in high school when you're like going through like the puberty stage of like actually physically growing, girls have a lot to work with to like, you know, transform like what they want to present themselves as. Whereas like with guys, like you kind of like, not got what you got. Not to say that like guys can't wear makeup, but like most dudes, I feel like you've got your hair, you've got your outfit, but like I can make my nose look like an entirely different nose with bronzer and contour. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know how many dudes currently are picking up the brush and going, I could fix this thing. No problem.
I mean, Manny MUA.
Manny, of course.
And crushing all of us in right. the path.
I don't know. It wouldn't matter what ad was served to me, who I was watching when I was 17. I wasn't going to pick up a makeup brush similar to today and fix my nose. Whatever, however it came to me is what I'm working with.
Right. And I feel like if guys are having to not like rely on their like physical puberty growth, but like that's fucking, and I feel like guys hit puberty a little bit later too.
Yeah.
Like a 15 year old girl, I think could much easily look older than a 14 or 15 year old guy if they're kind of at the same stage of like their puberty.
Yeah. But that's, I think, well, yeah. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easier or harder for guys, but like it definitely seems like the average teenager has more together from an appearance perspective than anyone I knew when I was 15.
Yeah, I feel bad though for teenagers right now. Like I think about like how hard my brain works to process opinions now at 28. And I can't imagine being like literally fucking, I don't know, kids have iPads when they're like 8.
But I was like, I was only thinking about the opinions of others when I was a kid. Mm. And there were a lot of them I felt like. Now I barely care about what other people think about me actually, besides the people that I'm close to.
Right.
And it would have driven me crazy to have had to like deal with all that shit at the time.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, still drives me crazy. But like, I think at the core of my character, I don't care what people think about like my character. Cause like at 28, I know who I am. I am who I am already. But like, I think.
Very bold, but yeah.
No, but it's true. Like, that's like the one thing that I feel like I do have a grip on.
Your internal brand?
My internal brand. Yeah. My internal brand, I feel good about. It's been, I'm 28 now. You know what I mean? Like the internal brand has been set for many years now.
I think there's probably some room to grow on everyone, but yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, not to say that like the internal brand is set in stone now forever and ever and ever. I'm going to die at 56. Oh my God, I'm not going to die at 56. Oh my God, I hate that I just said that.
56?
What if that means something?
It could. We don't know. Let's get that will. Let's get that will figured out.
I actually have a will. I have a Canadian will and American will.
Really?
Yeah.
How far up am I on the priority list?
Well,
that's disappointing.
Well. But
I think I'm actively trying to spend more time figuring out what I do and don't care about beyond the things that I naturally think about. That being said, like it's one thing to be like, oh, I think about this or not. I feel like I'm trying to spend more time thinking about the things that I should care about or that I, every time I do remember to care about them, I do, but I forget, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some things like you don't think about and then you do think about it and you're like, oh, I do care about that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I'm trying to actively do more of that.
I just want everyone to know that my Aura ring, just let me know that I hit my activity goal as I sit here sedentary. So that's good. Also got my Wordle today in 3 tries. Let's go.
Let's take it 2 steps back.
So, I literally almost just knocked this frame over being excited about my Wordle and I need you to show a little
super
excitement.
Excited. Super excited about the Wordle. So the Aura ring. So Lauren ordered an Aura ring, I don't know, 9 years ago, it feels like, and it finally came.
Okay.
And now I feel like you've put a lot of stock into this little ring.
I actually was thinking about maybe
not sponsored. We do not have any reason to love this besides Lauren's interest overnight in an Aura ring.
I literally was thinking about returning it today.
Really?
Well, I think you get like a 30-day, like if you want to return it, you don't like it.
So what is it? What did you think that, okay, so tell what an Aura ring is and why did you get it?
Okay, so I am not one for like wearable tech. I think that I look like a spy kid when I've got an Apple Watch on. And it's just, I think maybe my wrist is too small and it's just,
will be zero spy kid slander on this podcast, but okay.
Listen, if I was on a mission, fucking spy kid me up. Put my Apple Watch on.
Lauren, every day is a mission for you. Keep going.
Every day is a mission for me. It's hard out here for baby back sensey bitches.
Yeah, see? I'd say that every day is a mission. And just getting through it is half of the assignment.
It's all really hard. but I even tried like having Q like watch bands, but I think because the face of the watch like hogs my entire wrist, it just like gets lost.
And you got baby back bitch ribs too.
I got
ribs.
Ribs.
Wrists. You got little twig wrists.
I got little twig bitch wrists.
Like Lauren could work out heavy for the rest of her life every single day. And I could sit on the same couch, do nothing and just eat Cheetos, Fritos and burritos. And I would still have thicker arms than her.
Yeah, but your bone is literally just bigger than my whole arm.
I know. What I'm saying is you were predetermined. Like you were born with no chance of having upper body strength.
Okay. I want you to remember this when I can do 10 pull-ups in a couple months.
Okay.
I can do 2 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, I believe in you. I really do. I just think that you're predispositioned to be a twig bitch.
I am a twig bitch. Yeah. Who can squat 125 pounds though,
I say? You sure can. And no one will take that away from you except for the internet.
Well, yeah, they did. They did invalidate a little bit of my squatting today. Yeah. So
anyway.
Anyway.
Back to the task at hand.
So I like the idea of an Apple Watch. I like knowing like how many steps and just like my general activity level. I don't like having messages and notifications sent to my wrist. Cause if I don't want to talk to people, I don't want to like have things pinging at me. Like you can just leave your phone in another room. Like as foreign as that feeling might be, like it is nice to have the option. So like, I don't want that shit pinging on my wrist. So Apple Watch is not for me. Tried it for a little bit. It's not for me. And then I don't even know where I got introduced to this. Oh, I was at dinner with iJustine, who is like a tech reviewer, gamer girl. She's been in the tech space for like 15 years. She's like one of the most OG YouTubers that I personally know. She had an Aura ring on and I made a comment on it and she really sold me on it. So basically it is a smart ring that's got these 3 little sensors on the inside of your finger. And so far, the most interesting thing is like the sleep tracking.
You're very, very interested.
Oh my God, I'm so excited when I wake up and I get to like look at my sleep tracking data. Okay, let me just go back a day so we can review this together. Okay, so on Friday, the total sleep that I got was 7 hours and 55 minutes, which seems like a lot, but unfortunately I did that in 2 sections. I got up for a couple hours and then went back to sleep after I finished some work. So not ideal, but total sleep is in the blue range. It's looking good. Efficiency, 77%. Restfulness, not great. Also in the red zone. Also in the red zone. REM sleep, looking good. Timing, optimal. Fell asleep quickly. And then it shows you like a graph of like where your sleep levels were. So like REM, light sleep, and deep sleep. And all of that, which is really interesting, your heart rate. And I don't really know what any of this means. I just like seeing it. I like to see the numbers, which is fun.
Okay.
And then it also, this is on Friday. It says that I total burn calories, steps. Okay, so I almost hit 10,000 steps on Friday. I definitely did not hit 10,000 steps today. Ooh, 6,000, that's tough.
Is there, okay, and does it just kind of throw all this information out at you equally, or is there a thing you're supposed to hit and then everything else kind of falls below it? Like, is there a goal here, or is it just like, do everything better?
There's probably a way to set that.
Okay. I feel like you need a thing to focus on.
Yeah. I mean, I also just like being in like a really stressful part of a show and then also taking my heart rate. Like that's fun.
It's like that's half of the, like during the this, I when I come to bed at 4 a.m. and you're like, and then Jeremy came in here and then it ruined my sleep for 15 minutes and then I went back to sleep.
And now I have the data to prove it. Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's cute. And I think also it's not super bulky for like a ring that has a whole bunch of fucking texture in it. It's very small.
Okay. I think you should give it another week.
I'm going to give it another week for sure. Yeah. I'm not sold on it. I don't know if it does enough things. But I am enjoying it.
I think the idea of like wearable tech that makes your life easier and better and smarter and healthier, but doesn't like stress you out is good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I can't get a text message or someone can't send me a bitchy ass tweet to my ring is really, really nice.
If they could, they'd find a way though.
Right.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, really nice.
Yeah, like my Apple Watch just makes my life more convenient, it feels like. I like the health portions, don't really care. But
the
like,
the amount of times that we've been sitting on the couch and just like one too many notifications goes off. Jeremy pauses, he throws everything down. He rips off his Apple Watch and chucks it across the couch.
Because at a certain point in time, it's like, I don't know who the fuck thinks that this is the way to get my attention. They've got it and I want to give them zero response.
Or it's like you get an email, a tweet, a DM, and a text all at the same time. Wearable tech, super fun.
Yeah. They need to do a better job of like prioritizing what's actually a notification and what's like, just let them know when he looks next.
Right.
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 And I don't really need to like to know like how little I've moved or just how shit my blood pressure was today.
I feel like you do need to know that when I send you a TikTok.
Yeah, no, for sure. But you know what? Every time you see me on TikTok, I'm like, oh my God, pause, hey, stop. Everybody hold on.
Yes.
Can I get 37 seconds to watch and then respond accordingly?
As it should be.
Totally.
As it should be.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Can we move on to the thing that you said you were going to tell me about that you didn't want to tell me about before the podcast began? Because I'm sitting here just curious about it. Angel numbers.
Oh.
What is this? You said, I don't know about angel numbers. And I said, what are angel numbers? And you you go, well, I'll tell you in the back.
Well, I just didn't want to ruin it because it's like such a random thing. So I kind of feel like angel numbers are like the new horoscope. It's so, okay, so let me give you like the definition just from like
and
from
by the
Google.
Way, did you happen to hear about this or see about this or find out about this on TikTok?
No. It's crazy. Like everyone, the amount of people that I know that have their angel number tattooed on them is insane.
Oh.
One of our friends actually has their angel numbers tattooed huge down their abdomen.
Oh.
It's like, I swear it's like the new horoscope. It is crazy. Okay, so what are angel numbers? So in numerology, angel numbers are a repetitive sequence of 3 or 4 numbers that appear in seemingly random places in your life to convey a spiritual or divine message. And like when I tell you that people are obsessed.
And how do I find, do I Google what my angel numbers are?
No. This, babe, they have to come to you.
Oh.
Your angel numbers have to come to you.
Oh, got it.
So like when you start seeing So, you know, okay, so the original Angel number, I feel like, is 1111, right? Everyone was like, 1111, make a wish.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like, people love 1111. That's like the OG sure. Angel number that people like love to talk about and see, and it means something for them. But these are like, I mean, it's the same concept, but okay, this article says like, you'll see them everywhere, like in phone numbers or addresses, your receipts, could be the time that you open your phone to. People call these angel numbers, and they believe that these repeated digits are the spiritual universe's way of communicating with you. Your spiritual guide's way of trying to help you see what's on your path, or it's an exciting new opportunity or end of something you need to let go of, da 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 da. So is there a number that you feel like you see at any point in your life all the time?
No.
Really? Not a single one?
No.
Okay.
Like, no, not really.
Wow. Not at all. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to read you some angel
I feel broken
then.
For having a no.
What?
It's like, I'm like wrong for not having one. That
okay.
Out.
But now that I feel like we've talked about this, now you're right. Now it's going to start showing up in things.
Yeah.
People love angel numbers. And I think it's like a cool concept. Like, fucking whatever, do you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that far off from just having a favorite number in general.
Right. It'd be like your lucky thing. And I think if you get something positive out of seeing repeated numbers, fucking right. Do you. Go for you.
I mean, it's all to a degree illogical. So having some sense of logic to the illogical makes it feel better.
Babe, this is the universe telling you what's happening.
And what are yours?
I think mine would be 333. Okay. I say 333 a lot.
333?
Yeah, 333.
Okay.
Okay, so 111, I'm so glad that we're arming you with this knowledge for when you start seeing your angel numbers.
I can't, the amount of times I'm going to bring this up this week, because I can just see them all just filing into my system.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I have Christmas socks on and I'm overheating now.
Okay.
Oh my God, I actually have TikTok socks on underneath. Say something in TikTok.
Those are some gross ass socks. All of those.
My TikTok socks?
They all just look a little ratty.
No, they just got fuzzies on them from the Christmas socks.
Okay, well, not Bombas.
They're not Bombas, but like, hey, Bombas, we would love another sponsor and Bombas. More socks.
Bombas.
I saw this thing on TikTok today. And it was just this like really cute little TikTok of this like sock stealing golden retriever. And as it was happening, I was like, that's a Bombas sock. That's a Bombas sock. That's a Bombas sock. And
it's an expensive little treat that it took away.
I know. He was a very cute golden retriever though.
I was going to say, yeah. Any golden retriever that wants to come steal my Bombas socks, yeah. You can come do it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm so glad. I'm so glad we're going to walk you through
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Okay.
111, intuition.
And can I get like a quick read below of people that understand the angel numbers thing?
No, okay, right now I need everyone to comment their angel number down in the comments below.
Yeah,
because like this is literally the guiding force of the internet right
or
now.
Or that I also do not have an angel number.
Right, pick a side, yeah. Pick a side, let us know. 111, intuition, trust your gut, listen to your heart. 222, alignment, you're in the right place at the right time. 333, support, your spiritual guides are around you sending you love, support, and guidance. 444, protection, the universe and your spiritual guides are protecting you. 555, change, something new is coming. 666, reflect. I feel like that's kind of like the devil one, right?
666?
Yeah.
It's not not.
Yeah, that's not not. I'm surprised that this, anyway, so it's supposed to be reflect. It's time to wake up to your higher spiritual truth, AKA break up with the devil maybe.
Okay.
777, luck, wonderful things are about to happen. 888, balance.
If there was a number that I-
Oh, luck, seven.
Seven.
That's a gambling thing.
But seven for sure would be the number that I would relate with.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you like to gamble?
I don't like to gamble.
Why seven?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like if I were to pick a number-
Yeah.
It would be seven.
Wow.
Seven's always been my lucky number.
Luck. 777, luck. Wonderful things are about to happen to you, Shboo.
Well, you're right here, so.
It already has.
What else do I need?
Wow, pick a new number. It has been fulfilled.
Great. Prayer answered.
888, balance. Everything is falling into place as it's meant to be. 999, release. It's time to let go of what's no longer serving you. I wonder if people whose angel number they feel is nine, if they don't get it, if they wouldn't get it tattooed because then it might read as the devil number if it was upside down.
Or like nine's like time to move on, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Wasn't the definition?
I don't know. I clicked off the infographic already.
Like if you got a number nine and I found out later that it was like, that's the angel number for time to move on, bitch. I'd be like, as your boyfriend, like, I don't usually feel self-conscious, but that is not the case right now.
Yeah, so intuition, alignment, support, protection, change, reflect, luck, balance, and release.
Release. That's the one that I don't really want to be a part of.
Release.
Right.
The catch and release.
Right.
Right.
I, yeah.
Yeah. So if you date a girl or a guy that's got 999 tattooed on them, maybe you just let them go.
And that's not from a previous, like it would be one thing if it was like, 999 with an X, but right. Like if they get a new 999, no good.
No good.
Right.
Gotta go.
Like as long as you're part of the change.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
As opposed to the thing that needs to be changed.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So anyways, like as this like whole angel number thing gets bigger and bigger, and I know more and more people with this tattooed, am I like, is this going to be like a fad? Like, is this going to be like a weird trend that's going to go away?
I mean, numbers have been around for a long time.
Totally. Like, numerology is like not something new. And same with like horoscopes and astrology and all that stuff. So like maybe not, but like, oh my God, the surge at which angel numbers have been pumping at is wild.
Isn't it insane what we, like the value we associate with with numbers that are higher and lower than each other anyway? Like being second versus being third versus being someone's first versus being someone's second.
I was just thinking about this at the Olympics. Like when the semifinal game for women's hockey played, The third place winner was in tears, just like so fucking happy, right? Because they won their semifinals and they got the bronze medal.
Right.
And then when first and second played, the team that got second was just like absolutely destroyed. And I mean, like, that's just like how it works. Like, that's just how it works.
But getting, like being so good, so close, amazing, yet you'll never be the best.
None. That's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe next year.
Listen, I know. But also that's the point of sports. Like it's a constant ever.
Competition.
And also like everyone's got their expiration date.
Dear God, 999, release that bad energy, babe.
Me?
Yeah.
Everyone has their expiration date. And if you don't realize that, you haven't even got to the point where you can get to 999.
Oh my God, I need a new angel number.
But, why is nine your thing? No, yours is
no,
three.
No, I said I was three.
Yeah, chill out.
Yeah. Shit.
No, but like, do you not believe that everyone has an expiration date?
I think everyone has an expiration date in pertaining to some activities.
Well, by the way, the someone's expiration date, speaking of change, like sometimes you need to like let some version of you die so the new one can be like born again. Because if you're trying to keep the old one alive while you're doing the new one, they can both just suffer.
No good.
No bueno.
No bueno.
When's your expiration day, babe?
Oh my God, it was yesterday.
Okay.
It was yesterday.
Do you really think it's yesterday?
I mean, expiration to what?
I don't know.
Well, fucking give me an activity and I'll tell you when I expire.
Being adorable.
Oh, never.
Great.
Great.
Your athletic career?
I mean, what sport?
Listen, I'll leave that up to you. Never. Sounds good.
Yep. Never.
And lastly, I got nothing else.
Okay. Sounds like I am still fresh and ready to go.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of fresh and ready to go, the thing that I think we both were just tickled pink by was that we made new adult friends.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's exciting.
That's so exciting.
How often do we make new adult friends? And I would love to know what our thoughts and opinions are compared to the average listener of like how often they're legitimately making new adult friends.
Yeah. I would say that I make new adult friends more often than the average person.
Okay.
Just because I can make an internet friend very quickly because I have a pretty big network.
Wow. It's like being so fucking cool.
No, but like it's not like you like... I don't think that there is wealth in friendships of having a shit ton of friends. You know what I mean? Like I'd rather have like a handful of like really close friends than like a massive, extensive.
Ooh, you know what? It just clicked for me. You know what's one of the biggest turnoffs for an individual or someone ever?
What?
Is when your acquaintance is enough where like they're telling you about themselves or who they are or whatever they do, right?
Okay.
And they lead you down a full story of like who it is that they are and like who they work with and like who they, like basically like telling you about themselves.
Okay.
And eventually you speak with somebody else that knows that person later and you get on the topic of them and their immediate response is, oh my God. And they literally list off the reasons why without even like you telling them like, oh, they said you're friends with this and you do this and this, like that, oh my God, you'll never guess. This guy did this and he said this and he used to do this. And like basically outlines why everything that person like was presenting to you as who they are is just absolute bullshit. There's nothing that makes my like just skin just like just seize and like, oh my God, that's, I'm just disgusted now that that person like one tried to like become friends with me on that basis. But two, like I have no interest with hanging out with that person again.
Okay. Okay. I do have a bit of an opposing perspective.
I love that. Go ahead.
I think that there have been times where when someone that I am already friends with and trust their character,
right,
and I meet someone and they like, oh, I'm this person, I do this, here are all my things about me, and I lay that conversation and I'm like, whatever, like just met this person.
Sure.
And then the friend that I trust and already have an established relationship with is like not, gives me a little bit of background on past experiences with that person that have showed them the character that they think. Basically, if like I meet someone who I don't immediately realize is really shitty, but I have a friend who I trust and like get along with really well.
Right.
If that person in a mature way is like, hey, like I just want to let you know that like this is some shit that's like happened in the past. Like, especially right. if it's between like them and that person, like I would want to know that.
Totally.
I would 100% want to know that. That's and so like,
how is that opposing to what I just said?
Well, it'd be like if I go to that person, I'm like, hey, like I just met this person. They're like, oh, yo, like this person did this, 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 and this. Like, I would still want to know.
I do want to know.
Oh, you do want to know.
I'm just saying like that person then tell, like someone that I know and trust telling me about this other person who is just explaining to me who they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's just, they've just poked holes in like every step of the way.
Yeah.
I do want to know that. Oh. I'm saying that like, there's nothing more like ick to me then like finding out later on, they're like, wow, that person just presented themselves in a way that either they're completely lying to me or they actually think that's the truth. And that is not the truth.
Oh, you're talking about the ick of the other person.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you're talking about the person, like the ick of the person who starts talking shit about that person.
No.
Oh.
No.
That makes so much sense.
There was zero opposition there. We just agreed.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
We're on what we call the same page.
I am actually in the current decision-making process with a newish friend if there is some about this literal situation.
Really?
Yeah. With a newish friend.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
But I'm literally in the same
situation.
Can you
just tell me right now and then we'll just delete it?
Yeah. So my new friend.
All right. Continue.
So she has been not like super hanging out with, but like has casually a few times hung out with a certain person that I think has a very terrible character and has been terrible to me. And like, I am considering like how to approach the conversation.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
I don't know what to do. Because I also think that like this friend and I are very similar in a lot of ways.
They seem very nice.
Right. And so like I here's where I go back and forth. I'm like, I don't want to seem bitchy. Like I don't want to seem like a shady bitch that's like trying to get them to not be friends with this person.
Right. Or like no new friends.
Yeah. Like I'm not at all trying to like gatekeep people. Because also I don't want them on my fucking within my gate. Stay the fuck outside my gate. But
your safe space.
This is my safe space. Get right. the fuck out. You're not welcome in the safe space of the Tillard safe space.
Right.
And
oh my God, this is fascinating.
But I also, if it were me, if I had the ability to have an expedited path to not waste time potentially getting fucked over by this person or having them display their shitty character at my expense, you know what I mean? Like, would I want that fast pass of like having that explanation? Like, I think that I would, but like, I can't make that decision for that person. So I've been going back and forth in my head and with a few of their friends who are also friends with this person, trying to decide how to navigate the situation.
I can't believe you didn't tell me about this.
You're booked and busy, baby.
There are a lot of layers to this thing.
There's a lot of layers.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I'm not even kidding. There is a small group chat that has discussed this in length. Okay. So new friend is I love has been kind of hanging out with.
Okay.
And that's the person. So we're trying to protect.
Right.
From. So we're going back and forth trying to decide how to navigate the situation. I also am having a current deja vu right now of this conversation that we have very clearly obviously not had before. Oh my
God. Are you sure?
Am I seeing numbers? What's going on right now? But I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Would love to get your thoughts.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Have you and this individual discussed their friendship with this other individual?
No.
So you have no reason to bring it up?
No.
So you have two options. One, stay the fuck out of their business.
Yes.
And let them find out.
Yes.
Two, create a scenario maybe where the next time you see the topic be timely for whatever reason, you find a way to...
There is a timely topic. There's a very easy entry point to this conversation.
Do you want to take it?
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. I do want to take it. If it were me, I would want the entry point to be taken. I would want to be told.
Okay, then. Then the only other question is this. Are you going, let's say, in the worst case scenario, right? It gets back to this individual.
Yeah.
That you don't like.
Uh-huh.
You don't respect.
True.
They don't like you.
True.
They don't respect you.
True.
If the absolute truth comes out and—
You're so right.
And if the absolute truth comes out and they were to hear, this person you don't like, that you confronted exposed or even discussed at a very, very, very positive, transparent matter, what you said, would you be upset?
No.
Then fucking bring it up.
You're so right.
If the truth is not something you're scared of, go find that truth.
You're so right. I would put that shit on the internet.
Then what do we, what? Go.
Great talk, babe. I can't wait till the group chat, the logic that we just worked through. This is a really good safe space session.
Sometimes I wonder, the things that you guys have just like hours and hours of discussion on.
The amount of times that I have told you that is very stressful up in my brain. I'm a baby back bitch.
If you feel proud.
Ass noodle stick ass bitch hoe.
Controversy aside, drama aside, bullshit, people talking behind your back aside, blah, 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 blah. If the person that you want to be is someone that you're not scared of, go be that fucking person.
My mom always gives, this is my mom's favorite analogy, is that for like lying and being truthful, she was like, she's always says that like, she always says, if you wouldn't want like what you're saying or what you're putting forward or whatever you're feeling like iffy about, if you wouldn't want that plastered on the front page of your city's newspaper, like, would that dictate yes or no of what you're going to do? But also, that's very dated because newspaper, no one really reads that anymore. But, okay, if you didn't want that to be a trending topic on Twitter.
Or maybe the For You page.
Or the For You page.
Right.
Would you still feel the same way? Would you still want to do whatever you want to do? Would you still be the person that you want to be?
I don't think it needs to be that extreme, but yeah.
Right. And so that's how she dictates like, I don't know, I guess lying's not the word.
But also, I'll even take the flip side, more aggressive version. Would you want people to know that you had the path to do the thing that you thought you were going to do and you decided against it?
Right.
That's equally as important.
That's my brain, yes.
It's true. Every time you don't take an action because you're scared is also a really big and important piece.
Yeah. Wow, I can't wait to tell this person how much the other person sucks.
I can't wait for it as well.
I am so relieved that this decision has been made for me and I can't wait to tell the group chat.
Good.
Great talk.
I feel good about
it. Wow, I feel great about that too.
Anything else?
Anything else we can work through? Let's go back to adult friends though.
Okay.
Because we just met a couple who moved here from New York and they moved during the pandemic, the Pandy Wandy.
Pandy Wandy.
And it's so
interesting. The Pandith.
The Pandith Wandiths. It's so interesting and fascinating to hear their process of making new friends because they both work remotely. They work from home. So they're not going into office, which I feel like is like your first place of meeting new people.
You're forced to be around someone from 9 to 5. And like,
you're
true. Like, even if you like only like someone, but that's the best, like your best friend at work.
Your best work friend.
Yep.
Totally. And it's so interesting.
I was even gonna say your best guy and girlfriend at work.
Yeah.
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 It's always true.
It's always true.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad. It's hard. It's fucking hard out there. A coworker who moved to LA, like one of them was telling me that she's thinking about signing up for like a random like sport or something just to make friends. And I was honestly like, that's a pretty good
idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Yeah. But she's like, I don't go into an office. And she works for like a massive corporation. So like the amount of people that she would have normally been exposed to like potentially meet and be friends with, like not an option.
Also her job, from my understanding as well, would be a job where it's not appropriate to form relationships and friendships with everyone that like you interact with. Like some people's job, I am able to form a relationship with anyone I interact with.
Right.
Like I can make friends. I can find the way to like, I choose to bring them into certain situations or choose not to. And like, it's completely at my discretion.
Yes.
Like just sort of like me, like, boxing someone out that should be in a conversation. Yep. Like I don't have to bring anybody in. I also can have my quote unquote favorites because the people that I work best with, like it's literally part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's not her job. She doesn't get to do that.
Nope. Nope. And that's so she was really talking hard. About like how it gets, it's fucking hard to make friends as an adult. So it's like join a club. You know what though? I feel like any kind of membership place where you're going to start seeing kind of like regulars. And obviously like that has money involved. So like, I know it's not super relevant for everyone, but like we've been going to this dog park that requires a membership, and I run into the same people there all the time. And I'm like, I know your name now at the dog park.
Lauren's ability to be social when she's with Moose versus when she's not, two different things. Like I genuinely, the thought of like using my dog as a social tactic is my last resort, where really? That's Lauren's first. Yeah.
It just happens naturally when I'm with Moose.
No, I know. But like you can strike up a conversation because Moose is being weird next to someone.
Yeah.
Whenever, where I'm like, Moose, stop being weird. Let's go.
Why would you tell her something to be weird? Why would you tell him to suppress his weird?
He would never be weird.
He would never be weird. Always weird. Yeah, he's always perfect.
I just don't enjoy the what feels like forced conversation while dogs are mingling. I'd rather pick someone and have an intentional conversation with them.
Oh my God. Okay, see, when you do it, I feel it's the absolute opposite. So like you were making small talk with a guy while waiting for your hot dog and your tacos at the Super Bowl. And I was like, this is so fucking awkward. I was like, I wish that I was not here right now. I wish I could just sink into this wall. I was like, I wish Moose were here.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was just talking. We had to wait until we both got our hot dog.
That felt to me like a forced conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I get it.
I just feel like there's nothing wrong with standing there next to a stranger waiting for your hot dog. You know what I mean?
You know what? You know what it was? I looked at him. He was wearing Cincinnati orange.
Uh-huh.
Right? He was alone. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of chaos going on. And I wanted to make sure that the guy in Cincinnati Orange, who was probably in LA for whether the first time or had never been here before, felt like not everyone who wasn't wearing Cincinnati Orange was like out to get him. So I wanted to make small talk so that he knew it wasn't just the world against him at that moment.
A charity worker.
Call it what it is. I think it's really, really, when you leave a city mm-hmm. and you're like, I had no good experiences with people. Like that's like a mark where I would want to be able to go to a city, have a great time, meet people. And I'm like, oh, they were fun or interesting or nice or unique. And so I was trying to be that person.
That's so nice.
And you wanted to just melt into the wall.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You wanted to find a safe space that was probably in your seat away from anyone you hadn't already made a connection with.
Yes. There was all just like so much fucking chaos happening that like the last thing that I would want to do is create more chaos within small talk.
Listen, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Just me.
I get it.
It's just me.
Lauren, are you aware that you're about to go to more new places in the United States than I've ever seen you experience in the next like 6 months?
Oh my God, I know. I'm a little stressed out.
We're going to like New Orleans?
Uh-huh.
We're going to Lexington?
Uh-huh.
Going to...
When are we going to Lexington? Oh my God, for that
Rob's
wedding.
Yeah, Rob's wedding.
Oh my, what month is that in?
No idea. But we're going to Lexington at some
point. Oh my God. We have weddings out the ass these next few months.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Where else? There's got to be more.
We're going to go back to Canada in June.
We're going to Canada. We're going to Miami maybe. We're going to San Diego this weekend. We're going to...
Oh God. My homebody.
Might be going to Qatar.
My homebody.
Might be going to...
Okay, hang on.
Vegas. Let's, might be going to...
Let's break down all the travels. Break down the travels. So this weekend, we're going to San Diego. Basically, Jeremy was like, let's go on a staycation. And I was like, I love a staycation. Yes. And so I found the cutest Airbnb in San Diego. Like, kind of has like beach vibes.
Unfortunately, it's large enough for the new people that are coming into town last minute.
Yes. Thank
Great.
God. Love that for us.
Great.
So good. So we're going, and we're literally going from like a Sunday to a Thursday. So just like a new change of scenery to work, I guess. I'm also going to make a bunch of content there too, which is great for like vlogging and doing, you know, fun stuff in a new city. So San Diego.
San Diego's like fun. It's a fun city.
I haven't been in so long. The last time I went, I didn't live in LA.
Got it.
Yeah. I went with my family on a family trip.
So we're in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're coming back.
Yep.
And in March, we've got
a wedding.
New Orleans.
Nope. One in LA.
Got it. We got an LA wedding.
Yep.
We've got, is that it for March?
That's it for March.
I have a crazy busy March.
Okay.
It's nuts. I have no idea how we'll do this podcast every week, but we will.
Uh-huh. I know. I was just thinking that.
And then April, we're for sure going to have some travel.
Yep. So we've got a wedding in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Which I've never been to. Very excited.
I'm speaking at a couple events.
Okay.
That I feel like are mostly in LA, but I'm not quite sure when I think about it.
Okay. And then Coachella is the weekend before the wedding.
Okay. We got to figure that out still.
Uh-huh.
Lauren's like, the fact that you've never seen me do like any public speaking excites and scares me for you because I think you'll just be woefully annoyed, but also like, ugh, I knew that was going to be as easy as it was.
I think it's going to make me, yeah, like, it's going to be like
the last time that like, I feel like my friends tagged along with me to like watch me do some public speaking, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe like people are
eating this up.
Buying your
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's exactly how I feel.
Excuse
yeah.
me? Yeah. I have some valuable information to share.
That's exactly how I think I'll feel.
100%. You guys are all so rude. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No, 100%.
That's why they're asking me to speak, not you. And then we just have like Miami in May and maybe some Qatar this summer.
I would love Canada. To go to UAE.
UAE.
When does it get hot as fuck though? Are we gonna
always hot as fuck?
Okay, but like, is it gonna be like too hot then?
It'll be ridiculously hot.
Okay.
You'll be complaining the entire time.
I was gonna say I'm pretty heat intolerant.
Pretty exciting. We might have to pod in San Diego, by the way.
I was thinking that. Should we pod in San Diego?
We'll pod in San Diego.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
What are we gonna do? How are we gonna set it up?
It'll be fine. Okay. We'll worry about that later.
Wow, San Diego pod.
San Diego pod.
San Diego pod on the beach.
Pod. That's all I can think of for now.
I think that's all we've got so far.
But and Lexington, Kentucky for the wedding.
Oh, that's right. What month is that in? We should double check that. Yeah.
We'll look at that.
I feel like
we should book some flights.
Yeah, we should book some flights. We've got weddings out the ass. I feel like as things open back up, weddings are happening.
I should probably go to a tailor.
I was just thinking that I need to, you know what? It's so funny. For the wedding that we have coming up in March, I have a dress from 2 years ago that is no longer in style.
Is that bad?
It's not that bad, but it's definitely not.
You're looking for an excuse to buy a new dress?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, buy a new dress.
Yes, I'm going to buy a new dress.
All you have to say.
Yeah.
What if I told you don't buy the dress?
I actually asked too about the color scheme type of thing, and what they recommended is not the color that I have.
Oh, well, it's very important that you follow their directions.
I'm trying to be a respectful guest at the wedding.
I get it.
They actually told me that I could wear white because there's no one wearing white at the wedding.
Gay. Love that. Love gay weddings.
We've never been to a real wedding together. Isn't that so crazy to think about?
Well,
we went to like that one weird, like
not real
paper signing situation.
Moving on. I'm excited for the weddings that we're gonna experience.
Yeah, me too. It's gonna be so fun. I'm so excited for the New Orleans one. She was telling me, the bride was telling me about how you go do the parade.
By the way, there are a lot of people flying in for that wedding. They're like, I know that's gonna be a party.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's gonna be rager.
And so you do the parade around the block or something?
I don't know.
If you're from New Orleans, please let us know. But I've heard multiple people talk about it in the last like randomly couple weeks.
The last wedding that I went to was in New Orleans, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right, with your mom.
Yeah.
We had just started dating.
Yeah.
You sent me a tasteful nude from that trip.
Anyway. That's all I got.
Well, on that note, we did an episode with Mom DIY last week, if you hadn't seen that. And should we have Crypto Craig on the pod next week?
Maybe.
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 If we can rein him in.
If people will accept crypto speak, yeah.
I think,
my favorite is that you just get slammed for it and no one even bothers with me. I wish someone would fucking come for me and I found the time for them.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us for our safe space.
Yeah, thanks, Lafia. Appreciate you. And everybody else as well.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.